Turn with me your Bibles to Mark chapter 4, the Gospel of Mark chapter 4. We're continuing in 2026. Happy New Year. To go through the Gospel of Mark. We find ourselves in a series of parables where Jesus is teaching about the kingdom of God. Let's look and see what he says in Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and he rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, and then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." Let's pray. Father, would you now, as we come to hear your word preached, would you give us ears to hear and eyes to see, in ways that we need to be encouraged as we follow you through difficulty and beginning this new year of both opportunity, perhaps fears, anticipation. Would you use this word to encourage us in faith and obedience? Likewise, Father, if you know that we need it, would you help us be corrected by this word, redirected, our course shifted back to obedience in you in some way, either small or great. Maybe you would call some of us to begin walking with you all together today, following you, and following your Son, following your Spirit in faith. Would you do that now through God's Word? In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, how did last year go for you? You look back on 2025, how do you feel like it went? I think there's a lot of people who probably feel that for all of their busyness, all of the work that you did, there's very little to show for it. A lot of hours, a lot of work. And what do I have now? I would encourage you that some of you, it's possible that you accomplished much more than you think through some of the least effort that you gave. And it's very possible that some of you here are very proud of your year. 2025 was a great year. I accomplished a lot of things. I did a lot of things. Set goals. I made a resolution last year and I kept it all year. I don't even know if those people even exist. But let's just assume it's possible. And you think you did great, but really, maybe you didn't. Maybe it wasn't so hot in light of what God says is the building of His kingdom. I would hope today's sermon would help you be encouraged, convicted, redirected, to, by faith, as followers of Jesus, scatter a lot of seeds of the kingdom this year. This is just something you commit to do this year. Scatter seeds of the kingdom as followers of Christ. And I think as some people hear this, some people are going to hear this and think, man, scattering seeds sounds really unproductive, unpredictable. Scattering seed, just the word scatter, just makes all of my administrative calendar planning sound so, we don't just scatter things. What kind of resolution is scattering things? I'm trying to clean up the scattering. Some of you might hear, scatter? Freedom! That's me, I just want to scatter things. My purpose today would hope and hope for you would be that you, as Jesus' followers, would scatter some of the seeds of the kingdom in 2026. And maybe by God's grace, it could be one of your most productive years. And maybe you would find out in the end it was one of your most productive years, whether you know it or not. Jesus talks about the kingdom of God first in terms of scattering. Look what he says there again in verse 26. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. Let's just talk for a minute about what the kingdom of God is. We've sung about that and we've read much about that this morning. Jesus has mentioned this only one time so far in the Gospel of Mark. And it's back in chapter 1, verse 15, when it described Jesus saying, the time has been fulfilled. He described his whole ministry. The time has been fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. I think from now on, I will never remember Mark 1:15 without remembering that sermon where we compared it to Wyatt Earp, who said, I'm coming and hell's coming with me, but Jesus is saying, I'm coming and heaven's coming with me. I think I'll forever remember it that way, for better or for worse. Jesus is coming. He's coming, and the kingdom of God is at hand. It's coming. It's beginning. He's piercing through the darkness with the kingdom of God. What is the kingdom of God? One great summary is by a guy named Graham Goldsworthy. And I encourage you to pick up a copy of his very readable book, The Gospel and Kingdom. The Gospel and the Kingdom by Graham Goldsworthy. And just by looking from Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, what is the kingdom of God? It's the people of God, it's the rule of God, and it's the place of God. God's people in God's place under God's rule. That's God's kingdom. His people that He rules where He rules them, wherever that is. And Jesus is teaching now about how that kingdom, God's people, God's place, and His rule, how it's going to arrive, how it's going to grow. You would think that Jesus' kingdom would come with a lot of work, a lot of effort. How do you build a kingdom after all? You guys have seen the pyramids. You ever listen to a podcast on the pyramids? I've listened to a few this last year. It's incredible. We don't know how they did it. We really don't know how they built these million-ton structures. And now the kingdom of God. Jesus says the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, how are we going to build that? What kind of effort is that going to take? America itself as a kingdom is a massive amount of infrastructure. Just our cities and our roads are impressive in history, much less our government and our army and our economy, individual wealth. Imagine saying, we're going to build America tomorrow, knowing what it is today, from the beginning. How do you go about that? We've worked hard to build this country, right? After all, some may look at that and say, well, that sounds like a difficult task. After all, Rome wasn't built in a day. How can you build a kingdom? Jesus is saying here in Mark chapter 4, how the kingdom of God, the very kingdom that was mentioned in Daniel chapter 2, the kingdom to overpower all kingdoms, how is that going to be built? And here's Jesus' illustration. Well, it's kind of like a guy gets some seeds and just kind of throws them around. It's like that. A guy gets some seeds, a man has some seeds and he just scatters them onto the ground. Let me just ask you a question. How does that strike you as a plan? That mood, that tone. Oh, the kingdom of God is like a man who scattered some seed on the ground. Look at it again in verse 26. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. This is how it grows. I think this is first how Jesus is describing his own ministry, what he's doing. We saw back in chapter 4 that the sower, as we'll see a couple times in this passage, in this chapter, the sower sows the seed. Chapter 4, that's verse 14. The sower sows the word. The word of God, the seeds of the word of God are going out into the crowds, and the seed is landing on people, as Jesus says, scattering the news of the ministry onto people. And that kingdom in Daniel chapter 2 is now being fulfilled in the way Jesus says it is happening by His ministry. He has arrived and He is scattering the news of the kingdom, which is a serious flex on Nebuchadnezzar. How is that kingdom going to go rise up that Daniel saw? Well, it's like a man scattering some seed on the ground. Well, that's some nice seeds. Let me just ask you a question really quickly. Are you fighting the rise of Jesus' kingdom? Or are you following? Are you fighting the rise of Jesus' kingdom? Or are you following? One of the ways that you know is that the seed of the Word, the gospel, the good news that Jesus came to die for your sins lands on your heart and begins to grow in faith. That's what it means to follow Jesus. That's what it means not to fight against the kingdom of God, is to say, this is God's Son, this is God's King, both in heaven and earth. That He came doing miracles, proving Himself over and over, that His words were true, that He died on the cross, not because He was conquered, but He actually died to conquer. His blood was shed for my sins. He rose from the dead, conquering the grave. And that's my King. That's the King. You're either following Him or you're fighting against Him. This is what Jesus is doing. Jesus is scattering seeds. And even as today, you have just heard it, the word that Jesus was scattering through Mark 4 and the Gospels has just been scattered on you. Has just been thrown onto you. Are you fighting against it or are you following Christ? Jesus is also describing in this passage the ministry that the apostles are about to go through. Remember, He has just collected the gospel, the apostles to Himself. He's making His parables known to them. And He's explaining to them, you guys are going to be going out and scattering. Their ministry is going to mimic His. You're going to go out and spread the word. You're going to go scatter the word that the King is here, that He's died on the cross for your sins, that if you will repent and trust in Him, your sins will be forgiven. And you'll be welcomed into the kingdom of God. That's how Paul understood his ministry in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We plant, the apostles, we plant, Apollos waters. That's what we're doing. We're scattering seed out there. We're preaching the gospel. That's all we're doing. And I think ultimately this is Jesus teaching us about His ministry, about the apostles' ministry, and also about our ministry as Christians who are following Him. We know the kingdom grows through scattering, and we are going to participate in that scattering. How does it grow? Well, by some seeds being cast out and growing. By the word being cast out and growing. Did you know that this is how the kingdom of God can grow through you in the world? That you can actually be a part of the kingdom of God growing by you helping scatter some seeds of the word into the world. You can actually be a part of that. God has actually called us to be a part of that. But clarify that scattering of seeds is not no effort or no purpose on our part. Don't let the phrase scattering fool you. He is beginning here, I think, Jesus is beginning here to clarify a critical theology of our participation in growing and building the kingdom of God on the earth, His rule, His reign, His people. He's beginning to teach us our aspect of participation, involving us while leaving the ultimate determination of how the kingdom grows in His hands. Just by referring to it as scattering doesn't mean that we don't have a part, doesn't mean that we don't have effort. You ever scatter seeds or maybe like fertilizer in your yard? I don't have a yard big enough to have like a riding lawnmower. Oh man, I wish I did. Every now and then I've scattered like kind of the seed fertilizer mix. And you guys know I don't get to buy a lawnmower and a trailer, so I've got one of those like hand crank things. You put all the seed in there and you turn the crank and you walk around your yard like a moron, just, you know, cranking stuff out there. I never know. Is it, you should probably read the instructions. Is it too much? Is the spread too wide? Is it too much seed? Is it too much fertilizer? You could probably tell by looking at my yard right now. But you know, you could do that for a while. Walking around like this, I'm like, at some point, I'm like, I just don't care about my yard that much. You could scatter seed for hours and for days and for years. Scatter seed until your hand gets tired from this motion right here. But beginning with the idea that the word is scattered, Jesus is laying down a theology of scattering, that we will go out and scatter the seed of the word. And sometimes it might be hard work. Scattering the seed of the word. And what grows will grow. Those who have ears to hear the word will hear. Those who have eyes to see will see. And eventually it will become, it will grow into a whole kingdom of God, a whole kingdom of people who have heard the word and responded and have grown up into the rule, becoming God's people. Until we are all finally collected into that one final place. Is that what it is like to God? No, it's not the same experience for God. The point for Jesus is this is going to be the experience for you. You will often be ministering in the world indeterminately. Just scattering seeds out there. Just throwing them indeterminately into the air, onto the ground. In the meantime, God will be determining each seed. We scatter. God will be sovereign. This idea of scattering, does that fit into how you might plan your resolutions for this coming year? Resolutions, like most goal setting, is calculated. Your resolution might include a certain number of pounds. Maybe it'd be some of the pounds you gain, pounds you lose, pounds you can pick up after you're going to therapy for a while. Maybe it'd be some calculated number of minutes. How many minutes you can run. How many fewer minutes you can be on your phone. How many pages you can read. How many miles you can run or walk. You've got calculations. Resolutions have goals so that you know that you've met them. I'll just read 30 minutes a day, for example. Be careful that you don't learn by a culture of resolutions to count your seeds like the Pharisees. Remember Matthew chapter 23, Jesus is in a quite scolding tone, not happy with the Pharisees. One of the things he says about them is you tithe and you count with great detail your mint and your cumin and your spices to make sure that you are given the exact amount that you're supposed to be giving. So you've got one seed, two seed, three, and then you go and you bring, there's the exact amount that I'm supposed to bring. And here's Jesus saying, here's how the kingdom grows. You just scatter seed everywhere. The scattering of seeds is not a very calculating resolution to make. I want to encourage you not to be pharisaical about your plans next year, thinking, I gotta know. Let me be careful. Let me encourage you to be careful about counting all of your productivity to the T. Now, if you have a certain number of pounds you want to lose, or if your doctor said you need to have some goals here with your cholesterol numbers, well, praise God, you should do that. But be careful that you don't make calculation your only determination of success in life, and particularly in about your ministry in the name of Jesus and building up the kingdom of God. Listen, you will either have the opportunity to grow in pride because you achieve some goals, or discouraged in defeat when you don't achieve those goals. When it comes to what you do in ministry, when it comes to what you do in faith. This is one of the reasons, for example, we don't set numbers as a church like we're going to grow by 20 members next year. Well, we're just going to scatter seed. We're going to try to be as faithful as possible, and we'll let God grow what He'll grow. Be very free to cast your seed, the seed of the Word, the seed of the Gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, anywhere and everywhere, liberally, rather than so calculated. If you're too calculated, you might find yourselves unwilling to do hard things or uncomfortable things for the sake of the Word, because you've been so calculating. Oh, that's not good soil. That's bad soil. Oh, that's probably good. I'll go plant a seed over there. Don't do that. When it comes to who you're going to talk to about Jesus, just scatter the seed. Just talk to anybody about the Word. I was convicted about this recently when we had our evangelism day and some saints went here in the neighborhood and I went to HEB. And as I was driving up Palmer to the grocery store, I was like everyone else, I think, you know, trying to get up, work up the courage, you know, praying, God, whoever's there, I'm just going to talk to whoever's there. I'm not going to try to pick people or try to find somebody. And I pull up into the parking lot, and there's a meeting happening in the parking lot of people, and they're all wearing the same clothes. They're all wearing black leather vests. Most of them have tattoos. The men have mustaches. And they're all standing around a group of Harley Davidson motorcycles. And I'm like, this is the people who are there. I'm like, whoever's going to be there, pull into the parking lot, Harley gang. Okay, well, can we talk to them? Can you just go over to them and say, what's going on, guys? What are you guys up to? By God's grace, this gang was actually there taking toys to a family in need. So they were the least scary gang you ever met. This week, I was in Tyler with our family. We were driving around the city of Tyler, and at one intersection, there was a man on a microphone, big speaker at the intersection, and he was just street preaching through his microphone at the cars that drove by. And as we drove by, my first reaction was like, oh my goodness, this kind of stuff drives me nuts. You're just preaching at people, to people. You don't know them. You don't know what's going on. As we kind of drove down the road, the Lord was like, well, what seeds are you sowing today? Someone's sowing some seeds of some kind somewhere. Can God make that seed grow? If He wants to, can He make the seed that you didn't sow today grow? I mean, God can't have a rock that's too big, He can't move it, but the point is, no. No. Jesus is teaching us how to minister His name and the gospel in the world. Freely. Scatter. The kingdom of God is you just go out and scatter. The aim of scattering is to scatter aimlessly. That's part of what this word means. The word here for scatter means to throw or to let go of a thing without caring where it falls. To give over to one's care, uncertain about the result. I don't know where it's going. I don't know where it's landing. This is not the way you ordinarily plant crops. Just go throw some seed out there and see what happens tomorrow. But Jesus is saying, this is what it's like. This is how the kingdom grows. You scatter seed. That's really a freeing way to minister. It's much, much better than constantly judging every situation to see, is this going to bear fruit? Is this good soil? Are they going to be mean to me? Is this going to work? Is this worth it? Is this going to produce something? It's really freeing just to scatter seed. You ever go to like a farm store? I don't even know where you go find this anymore. And it's just say like a huge bag of seed. What do you think when you see huge bag? I want to stick my hand all the way down in it, as far as it will go. Just get my hand down in there. And just reach up a handful of seed. Jesus said, this is what it's like to do ministry for the kingdom. Dip your hand down in the bag of kingdom seeds, pull out a handful, and just scatter them. Throw them into the earth. Throw them into people's ears. The freedom of seeds landing all over the place versus you trying with all of your skill and all your knowledge and what you can see and what you can hear, take that one little seed and try to put it right in the right spot. That's frustrating. That's frustrating. That's like trying to grow a tomato plant on the backyard and your own son comes to eat it as soon as it turns red. That's the only plant we had. That was it. That one. We should have grown 100 tomato plants and just see what it took. I wonder if you could just imagine yourself this year in 2026 following Jesus' teaching and example of scattering the word. Taking all the care and concern of where it lands and to whom it lands and how they respond off of you. Off of you. It's really freeing. It's really freeing to say, I am just going to scatter the word to wherever I go. And if you think that sounds freeing, wait until you hear this next part. The sleeping. One of the most productive things you could do this next year is sleep. Amen. Verse 27, he sleeps and he rises night and day and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. Literally, the man says he doesn't even know how it happens. He didn't go to A&M and get a degree in agriculture. He might still not know how it happens. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't even know how. He goes to sleep. He wakes up in the morning and the seed that just threw out there, it just, now it's growing. This could potentially really offend your effort in your life. Does this offend effort that you make, either in ministry or in life in general? You work so hard. And now Jesus is saying, why don't you just scatter some seeds and go to sleep? You work this year, if you worked a full-time job, something like 40 hours a week. Some of you think, that sounds nice. That would be great if that's all I had to work. 40 hours a week, 4 weeks a month. For 50 of the weeks, 8,000 hours of work last year. If you do that for 45 years, 360,000 hours of work. And the kingdom of God grows while you sleep. Think about what God needs from you in the kingdom. Pharisees were frustrated by the idea of scattering kingdom seeds because they are growing a different kingdom. They wanted to calculate their gifts to the kingdom, their building of the kingdom. I wonder if you're not careful, this idea of scattering the seeds, then going to sleep, threatens to steal your glory. Think about that verse. It says, the earth produces by itself. It means you don't make the seed you scattered grow. You don't make the word grow. The word for produces by itself is automatos. We get the word automatic from it. The sentence literally is saying the soil fruits automatically when you just scatter seed on it while you're asleep. There might be some pride in your heart that thinks your effort is the most productive thing in your world. And you might be thinking into going into 2026, you better keep it up. And maybe deep, deep down inside, you're afraid you don't have the strength to keep it up. I can't keep doing this. And Jesus is going, this whole kingdom is built while you're asleep. You can lay down your pride. Maybe this process could be frustrating to your patience. Look what he says in verse 28. The earth produces by itself first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. You don't just wake up one day with a full crop of corn. I wonder if you're frustrated about what God is doing in and through your life and how fast He's doing it. You're telling God, look, I have scattered the word in my kids every day. And it ain't growing near as quick as I wish it would. I have scattered the word in my spouse's ears. It's not growing. My neighbor, my husband, maybe you think the kingdom is just growing too slowly in you. I should grow faster. I should be better. I feel guilty that I'm not better than I ought to be. What do you think the kingdom growth is going to be like? First, it has an order. It produces by itself the blade, the ear, and the full grain. It grows in time. It grows in stages, both in history and in your life and in your time. What kingdom are you building? You're so frustrated that it's not happening fast enough. Maybe your effort has been offended. Are you building the right kingdom? What are you trying to produce? What are you trying to accomplish in your life? Why are you so frustrated with it? You're trying to make it happen fast enough? You've worked so hard to get it done? Well, that's not how the kingdom of God grows. You scatter some seeds and you go to sleep. That's how the kingdom of God grows. What kingdom were you growing? Maybe you hear this and there's temptation to feel really powerless because of the lack of effort that you're asked. Maybe you're one of those people that struggles with control. As I look around, there's probably none of those people here. Struggling with control. I want to make something happen. I want to make a plan, a resolution, a business plan, a marriage plan, a child family plan, a financial plan for our family. I'm going to make it happen. Maybe I'm going to make ministry happen. I'm going to go share the gospel. I'm going to make something happen in someone else's life, and I'm going to do something. And you just feel powerless. And you feel like you can't make it happen. And Jesus is saying, yeah, you can't. You can't. That's not how the kingdom of God grows. The kingdom of God grows like a man throws some seed on the ground and he goes to sleep and he wakes up and it's growing and he doesn't even know how. That's what it's like for the kingdom of God to grow. The gospel of Jesus Christ lands on ears, lands in the soil of our hearts and our minds, and sometimes it grows faith. It grows into obedience to follow Jesus as King. And we don't know how that happens. It just continues to grow as we scatter the seed of the kingdom and of the gospel. I want to encourage you, this is one of the good reasons you ought to commit and continue to read the Bible this year. A couple ways you can do that are with our men and women on Wednesday evening, changing to a time of 6:30 on Wednesday evening. Our men are reading through 2 Samuel starting next week, I believe. Not this Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. We're reading through 2 Samuel, which is a wonderful connection to Mark, because you're going to see in 2 Samuel the continuation of what we saw in 1 Samuel, that God's growing this kingdom. David's kingdom, it ain't David. It's no man that's growing the kingdom of God on the earth. God does it despite His disobedient people. Ladies, I understand you're going to be going through 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Paul says in his letter in 2 Thessalonians, finally, my brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. Pray to God that the word would go forward and like a seed grow and be honored, that the word would grow. And when you come to these Bible studies week after week, or you do your one-on-one discipleship or your small groups, and you keep putting yourself in the Bible, you'll keep seeing in different ways, you know what, you can't make this grow, it's God that makes it grow. You can't grow the kingdom of God. You can't even grow your own kingdom on your own strength, on your own power. What can we do? Jesus has come and taught the kingdom grows like this. You scatter seeds of the word, and then you go to sleep. Scattering and the growth of the kingdom of God is the theology of sleep. And our hope in this kingdom, our hope that this kingdom will actually be built when you go home and you put your head on your pillow at night, our hope is that God does not sleep. Psalm 121, verse 3, God to His people in His care for them says, He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, He who keeps Israel, He who keeps His people, His kingdom, His harvest, will neither slumber nor sleep. You need to know that as you go out and scatter seed, that this is not Ryan's kingdom or Jane's kingdom or Chris's kingdom or Nathan's kingdom or Steve's kingdom to grow. This is the kingdom of God. And He will grow it in us while we sleep. Oh, that we would understand that we are not a part of the kingdom of God because we build it for God. But that He who never sleeps builds it in us and in those whom the Word is scattered. The Word is scattered. The scatterer goes to sleep and God goes to work. This is what it means ultimately to be a Christian. To have had the Word of God land on you, and while the rest of the world went to sleep on you, and while you in your own heart and soul and spirit were asleep, you heard the gospel of Jesus crucified for your sins. You heard that Jesus is the light and the King who rose and lives forever and ever, and the kingdom began to grow in your heart when you began to say, yeah, yeah, it's coming clear now. There's a little sprout of a seed in me that says, that's my King. That's true. That's the King. Jesus is, He is God's Son. God grows that. Graham Goldsworthy says it so well. This is so keen, so fitting for Mark 4. The kingdom grows not by our observation, but by God's revelation. We go and scatter the seed. A lot of people are going to hear, a lot of people are going to have seed scattered on their heart and on their mind, but how does it grow? When God gives revelation. Eyes to see, ears to hear. Our friends, we are very useful to God by sleeping. We are very useful for God's glory when we scatter His Word and go to sleep and He gets glory for growing while we are sleeping. Do not let Satan twist this in your ears to whisper to you how useless you are. Who hires workers only to say, you go to sleep and I'll do the work? Don't let Satan tell you, you don't have to do anything. You don't have a part in this. You only go to sleep. No, you scatter and then you sleep. You scatter the Word and then you let God do the growing. And this is how God is glorified. When you scatter and then you sleep and God grows it while you sleep, no one gets to go to God and say, you're welcome for scattering that Word for you. No. We all go, all I did was scatter a bunch of seeds. And God sovereignly made it grow. Praise and glory to God. You are very useful for the glory of God. You are not very useful in your glory for your own kingdom that you're building out of your own frustration with your own power and your own strength. Because it doesn't give God glory. like your sleep does. You might be more useful to the kingdom of God in 2026 by scattering a few seeds of the gospel and sleeping like a baby than all those hours that you wore yourself out in 2025. To what end? Now, I'm not saying don't go to work Monday. You gotta pay bills. You got a job. I'm saying when it comes to what matters, what grows something that lasts forever, scatter a few seeds and go to sleep. Now, the confidence that we can scatter seed anywhere here. You can scatter seed onto the no rain, hardened, cracked, dry ground in Texas. Hearts like that, you just scatter the word to anybody, you can go to sleep. Join us on January 24th in a few weeks. Why would we do something like just drive around the neighborhood and see if people need help? Why would we do that? I think Mark 4 is part of our motivation. Well, I don't know, but I think we should just go scatter some seeds of the word with our love and with our attention and with the word. And then go home and sleep that Saturday night and see what God grows. And this is why we would scatter seed on the freezing ground in Massachusetts. This is why you would give financially to this church, not so that something would grow in us here, but so that as we give financially to this church, we give financially to Cal and Massachusetts and Boston so that they can scatter the seed onto the frozen tundra up there and trust that when they go to sleep, God might grow something in the snow and some cold heart. So keep giving. But to that end, the same for the United Arab Emirates. We give financially to Emmanuel Baptist Church in Fujairah, United Arab Emirates. Why? We hope and trust that as the seed is scattered in the desert, that it might grow when Jesse goes to sleep at night. Just like when we sow seed here in Austin on this Texas hard ground, that some soul might hear the word and the seed will grow. Scatter, sleep, one day it will be time for the sickle. Quickly to close, verse 29. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. One day all the scattering is going to be over. One day all of our ministry, all of our opportunities to talk to people about Jesus, all of our opportunities to love one another, all of our opportunities to show any sign or goodness of the kingdom of all, it's going to be over. And God, at that moment, will look on His own kingdom as if it were rolling hills of wheat made ripe. He'll look out at His kingdom of people where the seed was scattered and He grew it. We will see on that day all the seeds planted and scattered to the most random places over time, to gangs and neighbors and children. Some of those scattered seeds were going to grow into being the kingdom of God. I think when we get there, when we see that, one of the things, we will say something like, well, would you look at that? Just years of scattering seeds and there's this guy and there's this girl. And oh, by the way, what am I doing here? Isn't that not our hope? That we would be the harvest? That we would one day look to the end and go, the word was scattered to me somehow. And I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day the Lord's going to look out at His harvest and see you and say, that's my people. That's where I'm ruling. Come home to my place. That's what the kingdom of God is like. 2025, you look back at your productivity, could have been significantly more important, more power of God, more eternal fruit and harvest in one seed scattered. One word scattered versus the incalculable number of hours you spent doing anything else. So how was 2025? Was it really productive? Really productive? Or shamefully unproductive? I'll tell you this. You get to the end of 2026, you still won't know. All you can do is scatter seed and go to sleep. And God will grow as He sovereignly wills. Don't let yourself be too anxious about what is automatic in the world to God. We will be forever amazed, giving God the glory. The word was scattered to us, it was scattered through us, and while His people slept at night, He grew it into a harvest of a people and His rule forever. Let's pray. Thank You, God, for Your kindness to us in Jesus Christ, that while we were yet sinners, You loved us and brought the word of forgiveness, of pardon, so that we who were in the kingdom of the world could become kingdoms in the kingdom of the Son. Would You, by Your grace, strengthen us, help us, motivate us to simply spread the seed of the word, and do that by faith. Father, help us to receive this call to faith that by scattering the word and love through deed, that You will grow while we sleep. But one day, You will take out the sickle, and there will be the harvest of all Your people forever. Help us go this week, seeds in hand, ready to scatter. We love You and pray this in Christ's name. Amen.